Contract law. Successfully negotiating the sale or lease of real property results in a contract between the parties. In some cases, the parties negotiate the transaction over a contract that passes between the parties with modifications until reaching a final agreement. More complicated transactions, such as commercial sales and leases, are negotiated over a non-binding letter of intent. The letter of intent lays out the terms of an agreement. After the terms have been finalized, the letter is delivered to an attorney who creates the contract according to the terms of the letter. The general presumption is that an individual signing a contract has read it and understands it. This presumption assumes that the individuals contracting have the legal capacity to enter into a contract. Subject to some limitations, this presumption of understanding is applied even if a party to the contract is not knowledgeable in the subject matter the contract addresses. Contracts that are not prepared with care are often ambiguous. Common examples of ambiguity include unfilled blanks or information that is too vague to determine if a party is performing under the contract. A contract that is clear in its terms, not ambiguous, has historically been interpreted under the Four Corners Rule, which states that the terms for performance under a contract may be determined by a reading of the entire contract. A contract that is not ambiguous is, therefore, not subject to interpretation outside the four corners of the document. A contract may be considered ambiguous if one or more of its terms can be interpreted in two or more different ways. Performance of a contract. Real estate contracts contain provisions that require performance by a specific date. Examples include the delivery of a document, such as a survey or disclosure by a specific date. Courts have ruled that the failure to perform by a date stipulated in a contract is not an incurable breach unless it materially harms the other party. The term "time is of the essence" written into a contract means that all provisions must be completed as stipulated, and failure to do so constitutes a material breach of the contract. The insertion of "time is of the essence" is not generally recommended in real estate contracts. In some states, certain portions of a contract may be subject to a strict interpretation of time. Included in these would be the time allowed for a buyer to obtain financing and the time provided for an option to purchase real estate. Discharge of contracts. A contract is considered discharged when all parties have performed. In real estate sales, performance, full execution, is often achieved at the transaction's closing. A contract may also be discharged due to a change in the law that makes performance illegal. For example, if a buyer is purchasing or leasing a property contingent on operating a retail store, the contract could be discharged if a zoning change made that activity illegal. The destruction of property. Examples include fires, earthquakes, acts of war, and hurricanes. Note that if the seller intentionally destroys the property, he or she is not discharged and is liable for damages. The death of a party does not necessarily discharge a contract. In many cases, if the seller is deceased, the sale can be completed by the estate. On the other hand, a buyer who dies will likely be discharged from the contract. The impossibility of performance may be a cause for the discharge of a contract. Rescission by one or all of the parties is possible under some circumstances. When the parties to a contract agree, mutual rescission is a possibility. Mutual rescission aims to restore the parties to their pre-contract status. A contract may be unilaterally rescinded with just cause. Unilateral rescission may be done with cause, which can include, among other things, fraud, unilateral mistake, duress, or undue influence.